It's sad how happy that intro music makes us. That's awesome. All right, if you're listening, this is episode 6. You made it all the way to 6.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we still have 2/5 of Team Pippin, but there's 3 of us on the podcast today. So me, Matthew in the old number 2 chair, and then there he is, Mr. Dan. Mr. Dan made it in.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
You got... Well, thanks for coming on to have fun and maybe slightly defend yourself. So that's good. This is awesome. I'm so happy. Matthew's laughing at me so hard over there. The last one that came out was 30 minutes with Will.
So we can go longer than 30 minutes.
No, Will thinks he's on to something because he says we go too long.
Isn't a podcast supposed to be like an hour?
Yeah. I think Rogan's is 3.5.
So what was the breakdown of listeners then? Was there more listeners for a 30-minute show or a 60?
More for 60. Far less for 30 so far. But,
wasn't it released today, though?
Yeah. A few hours ago. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I think I just gave my hand away that I have not listened to it yet.
That's all right. Yours might even tell you it's boring and it takes too long, so we're good. Annabelle, say, bless your heart. I'm not coming to your house, and your podcast is too long.
Yep. They love the podcast.
That's funny. What'd y'all do this weekend?
A whole bunch of nothing, really. We went to swimming, ballet, rode some scooters to the park. Play at the park, typical nice. Weekend stuff for us. Miss Gretchen worked, so she missed out on some of the fun.
Are you also doing ballet practice?
I did not go this weekend.
Come on.
I was spared, so.
Do you even want to get better?
I do not want to get better at ballet, no.
That's awesome. Ballet with Dad is one. I was there. I heard him talk about it, and I saw it.
So
That is.
I'm supposed to. Annabelle would like me to extend the invitation to you all again for her next ballet recital. So details forthcoming.
Yeah, we will not miss it. I know that. Yeah, that is a fact.
I know you had such a ball at the last one.
It was. It's a lot of fun, actually. It's different. It's different for y'all. It's a lot of fun for me. Because then I look back and I go, man, this is more fun when you're just the spectator. This is awesome. People watching is strong. So, yeah, it was good. We went north and got another snowboarding and skiing in.
I'm pretty jealous of that. I might have mentioned that to Gretchen.
Are you a skier or a snowboarder?
I'm neither, but I will do either one badly. And Gretchen will not do either of them again. So
badly.
She had a bad experience. I mean, it wasn't anything actual bad, but bad to her, I guess. So she fell off the ski chair, like as you exit the ski chair, immediately and fell on her butt. And she was like, nope, I'm done.
Well, tell her, and if she's probably listening to this as I say, tell her if we did that, if we said no, we're done, we'd also be done because we all busted off.
I think I fell more times than I successfully got off the ski lift.
Alicia fell one time off the lift this time and was picked up.
Had to get help to get up.
Was picked up by the lift person at the top. We did. We found a route that was a longer green that I enjoyed. I've got this thing where, I don't know if anybody knows this, but I've got some control issues. So when 260 heads downhill, it'll get right. Like I can cover some ground, and I'm not afraid to fall. I'm afraid of hurting people. Right. I don't want littles falling in front of me or anybody else. So I found a section that was more my speed, and it was a long one instead of just a little one, and I was loving life, and Alicia was with me, and there was like cuts in the mountain, and you could see straight down, And I was like, that's wild right there. And she keeps going, yeah, that is scary. I know, right? And I look, and she is both ski poles under one arm. She's reaching in her jacket and filming front and behind her like it's nothing. Like it's nothing. Like it, and then agreeing with me. Yeah, I know, right? Tense.
It was nuts. So scary, I'm not even going to use my poles.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand your fear, husband. Yeah. You didn't care at all. That little athlete. And then Matthew took that route with us one time and then swore it off forever.
Never again. No. It's not for snow. It's just cross-country skiing. And I'm on a snowboard. Y'all have little poles. You know what I have to do?
What?
I have to hop. I just kind of hop around.
Yeah. Well, it was fun.
Matthew, are you a black diamond skier?
Absolutely not. I did one blue one time. Probably won't be able to get to a blue for the next 5 years.
You're good, though.
I like to think so. I mean, you feel like you're doing good, and then a little five-year-old passes you, and
those little kids are amazing.
90 miles per hour.
Yeah, but they have elastic for joints.
They do. They like, have elastic.
When they fall, they don't feel it.
They're not scared.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not really a fair comparison.
There was a sign up at the top of the mountain that there's this big sign up there, and it said, like, mogul area, and then it said, make the right decision. Right? As in, don't go down here. And like, a little four-year-old just rips by me and slams on brakes and then just laughs and takes off down that right in front of me. That little kid just gave its life away right in front of me. And it was killing it, right? Laughing the whole time. But then the adults are like falling left and right. I fell one time, not this trip. I didn't fall any this trip, but a couple weeks ago when we were skiing, I fell just because someone passed me and they fell. I wasn't even doing anything that would cause a fall. I just saw them fall, and I was like, I guess that's what we're doing. I guess we're falling now. Let's do this.
Fear of skiing is tearing an ACL.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
The older I get, I'm just like, no, I don't want any part of an ACL or an MCL tear.
Yeah. No, you're right. That's the problem, though. That's why the older we get, the worse we are, is because
you're too scared of falling.
We're too,
exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because we know what happens. And it's not even the pain. We couldn't care less about the pain. It's the doctor bills and the inconvenience and the surgery and all that junk.
Yep.
It was fun, though. Although I did, and you'll appreciate this, I did lead my family to the westernmost slopes and literally as far west as we could go. And the only way to get back was either to walk or ride back up and hit a couple blues. So we were skis off and snowboards off and walking.
I didn't know you could take a blue down.
Yeah, you could have taken a blue down.
Knowing that walk, I probably would have just taken the blue.
That walk was rough.
I might get hurt, but whatever.
Yeah.
Did you have the post hole? Like, was the snow deep enough that you were sinking in it?
Or it was all fake snow.
No, it was all sugary, real icy. Yeah. But the walk was so long that I grabbed a magic carpet ride about halfway. No shame. I was just like this big.
You just went over there with the first time skiers and you're like,
260, what's up? On this magic carpet.
Didn't one of them tell you to not go on the magic carpet? They were like, you're not ready for the magic carpet.
They did tell me there was one magic carpet bunny slope that was not my speed. A little too quick for you, buddy. You don't know me. I could do that if I wanted to, but good information. I'm not gonna.
Right.
Thank you for the heads up.
You're not my boss.
You're not my boss. I like to ski for 4 hours and then hit the lodge.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we got that. So we went maybe five hours straight. And then at the end of that 5 hours, we usually can't find the boys. So Alicia and I look at each other and we're like, all right, we're done. And dang, if Will didn't say, yeah, I think I'm done too. And Matthew did also. So there goes
listen,
my old fashioned is gone.
I didn't want to be done. It was Will's birthday trip. He said he was done. I'm not going to force him to ski for another 2 hours.
He's just being a good brother.
Yeah, look at that.
I love my brother.
Single tear in my eye.
Yeah, but it was good. It was good. What else did we do? That's it this week.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Yep, came back, and then Alicia got on a plane today, and she just got off of it. So
yeah, good.
TDY for the week and
boys' week.
Yeah,
it's gonna be horrible. it's gonna be
it's gonna smell by the time she gets home.
It already smells. There's stuff laying everywhere that would never be wherever it is now if she was here. Good times. What do you think, buddy?
I mean, it's just my room, but like the entire house now.
The smell that's usually your room now smells like that in the entire house.
No, it's nowhere close to my room. But it's like, it's you can still smell something. My room is horrendous. Even I can smell how bad my room smells.
Well, fix it.
Yeah, you can do something about that.
Hey, Matthew, tell Mr. Dan your, let me see how I can articulate this correctly. Your 1 week of trying to gain weight and how that worked out for
you. I lost 2 pounds.
Getting it. Attaboy.
It might have been that 5 hours of skiing.
That's what I said, and my dad said no.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I said I could combat that, and I probably didn't lose 2 pounds. So what's your excuse?
Listen, I ate half a pound of a fish sandwich.
Well, that's not helping you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
People who try to lose weight eat fish.
Yeah, that's Matthew's like, I'm going to gain weight. I want fish and just salad bar, please. Thank you.
Salad can help you gain weight. Salad can help you gain weight. I think there's a thing behind that.
Gain water weight.
Yeah, walk us through it.
I think I read something somewhere one time.
You got two of us now, not just Dad. So the other thing I wanted you to bring up was this new alphabet that no one's heard of.
Ooh, okay.
If it's a thing, Mr. Dan's heard about it because his kids would be in that age.
Mr. Dan, please tell me. Okay. I saw this. I think I've seen it like twice or three times now. They changed the alphabet song.
To
like,
what?
You remember how it was like A, B, C, D, E, F. Wait, mm-hmm. I got to sing it.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, R, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, and then so on and so forth. Well, now they come on. Now it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, and then they changed it. Like no. They split that up, and it doesn't. It's not right.
That's it's not like that in our household. I can tell you that.
No,
and I don't think it's at. I mean, they normally bring everything home from their schools, so I don't think our schools are doing that either.
Really? I think I've seen it on ABC.
So when you say they change it, as you look it up, who's they? Big Alphabet or?
Yeah, Big Alphabet.
They must have a powerful lobbying group.
Yeah, huge lobbying group. They're like, no. There's no L-M-N-O anymore. That's not how we do this.
See, they changed it. I keep seeing it. It's a new thing. There's a new alphabet song.
Is this how you...
They changed it so that the kids would be able to recognize the distinct alphabet sounds.
I think this is how your generation gets on the map.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to leave our mark somewhere, Dad.
It's kind of like...
Must have already given up.
Common core math. Let's change 2,000 years of mathematics.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Have I ever told you my Common Core story, Dan?
No, I don't think so.
No, this is, you'll love this. We're sitting in a classroom for parents, like on the meet the teacher before school starts. And we're talking about math, and they're talking about Common Core. And this lady goes, the teacher, I shouldn't say this lady. The teacher puts a 3x3 multiplication problem on the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, here's a great example. This is something you would have to have a calculator for. And then she's like, would y'all like to solve it? And then I'll show you how to solve it. Well, I'm pretty good at math. So I just raised my hand immediately. And I was like, the answer is, and I just walked through it, you know? 20,000, whatever. And she goes, yep, yes, but how did you get that answer? And I went, because it's math. She goes, no, you have to be able to show, is it grid form?
Oh, I remember having to learn this.
She's like, you have to be able to show it.
Using it for that one test to make sure we understood it, and then never using it ever again.
Yes.
It's like, it's weird. You set up this little grid at the, it's like, you remember those like gene tables that they used to do like science when you'd have like the dominant and then the recessive. Yeah. And then it's like that, but with numbers. So you multiply all the numbers and you add them all together through the grid.
Yeah.
And it's really confusing.
Yeah. And she was like, so you have to be able to do it this way. And I went, okay, show your work. I get it. Right. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, so like, and she did the grid on the board and she said, see, so this problem you can get 5 points for. And I said, well, what if you get the wrong answer? And she's like, well, you can still get 4 points. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And she would just like turned red face, like embarrassed, and was like, well, that's, we, it's about the process. And I was, and I was like, ma'am, with all due respect, it's about the final answer, right? Like, it's math.
My math teacher does half and half. So every math question will be 2 points. But in order to get the 2 points, you need to get it right and show your work. Just show your work. He doesn't care
okay
how you do
it. I'm okay with show
but
your
work. But if you get the question wrong, then you can't get the show your work point.
Exactly. Yeah. How do you get show your work right?
If you didn't get the answer right. You didn't do your work right.
I mean, I think we just unlocked why the test scores
I think we just figured it out.
There's a lot of political things we could talk about right now. We'll walk past like every one of them.
Yeah.
Show your work. I'm not gonna. Okay. All right. That's too good. Yeah, but evidently 2 times 2 is not just 4 anymore. Can't be. You gotta,
of course
a,
it's not.
It's a grid.
It's 1 times 1 times 1 times 1. You got to break it down, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dan, that you're still in this world.
I know.
Going to get more and more of it.
Math was hard enough for me when it actually was common sense. And it's going to be impossible now.
Well, that's a good excuse for you. You can be like, that's not how we did it. That's not it. Not the answer. That's the other thing we did. We went to Liberty last weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, that's right. You guys had the college weekend.
Yeah, the college for a weekend.
How was it?
It was awesome.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Liberty's probably my number one right now.
How many other colleges have you visited?
A couple.
Besides Georgia.
I've been to Georgia's football facilities. So if Liberty can top Georgia's football facilities, it's saying something.
That is, I give.
When he was Teddy's age, he walked into a defensive coordinator into a defensive meeting with the defensive coordinator, while the defensive coordinator was yelling at football players. And the man gave him a piece of candy and asked him to leave.
He was like, I walked in and everyone just kind of shut up and looked at me and was like, "You want a Laffy Taffy?" And I took it and left.
Laffy Taffy, so good.
The world's worst candy on top. Yeah.
if it had been a linebackers or DB coach, you'd have gotten better candy. That's for sure. DC's like, here's a Laffy Taffy. You know who that guy was? I bet we can figure it out because I do.
It was 20.
It's the year we got beat by Auburn.
In
that final pass?
15?
Remember the final pass?
Was
at
that
Auburn? 15
or 14?
I don't know. I have to look it up, but we can figure it out. He's not there anymore, but he's coaching somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he's at Arkansas.
Maybe.
Anyway, so Liberty College for a weekend. Sorry. We have a tendency to ramble.
No.
You could go sit in on a actual classes.
Oh, that's nice. But
that was pretty cool. So,
did you choose mathematics? So we could see some more Common Core in college.
Yeah. Matthew went to a class. What'd you go to?
Psychology.
This nerd went to psychology. I went to softball and baseball.
Psychology? Well, I also went to softball and baseball. I skipped my next class and went to softball and baseball.
We did 2 softball games, a baseball game, and a hockey game. Is that it?
I think so.
In one
night. Nice.
It was awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, we saw like a very small portion of the baseball game.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And they saw a lot of meat. And then there was like a panel of the parents that are there can talk to incoming parents. That was really fun.
That's nice.
You could go anywhere you wanted to on campus, so it wasn't like even tours. You could take a tour if you wanted to, but if you didn't want to, just knock yourself out. Go wherever you want.
That's awesome.
The dining facility, Dan, is stupid.
It's all you can eat of every food you could possibly think of, and it's two stories.
There's 23. Wow. There's 23 different, how would you?
Stations?
Yeah. So there's like a breakfast station all day.
Yeah. That would be 900 pounds.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I'd eat breakfast every meal of the day.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They have them, even they're in their breakfast section, you can go get orange juice, or you could just wait beside the fresh squeeze machine.
Put oranges in the top and then squeeze the orange juice out.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's,
oh, that's awesome.
So bad. And then they make comments. Hey, you have to really think about which dorm you want to live in, because you would have to, you know, some of you might have to walk all the way across campus, which is what, a mile?
It's not a very big campus.
Yeah, mile and a quarter tops from one side to the other. Matthew and I walked it twice just because we got lost.
Oh, then we trespassed in the football stadium.
Yeah, went into the football stadium. Got our, we decided against the cabana. Dan and we, we did get season tickets and a tailgating package, because Liberty tailgates differently, which makes sense.
Yeah,
not the same as Ohio State or Georgia, but you can buy a package and tailgate in the indoor facility. They set it up kind of deal.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, right. So we've got
inclement weather. You still get a dry tailgate.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be gold in Ohio. I could tell you that.
Oh, third
football
for sure.
Season.
For sure. Oh, we also went to the part of Liberty campus that they definitely have at Georgia and Ohio State. The
shooting range.
The shooting range.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the
shooting team.
Blind stations. They have rifle area. They have handgun. They have archery.
12 gauge.
Yeah. They have a show enough lodge.
The lodge is really nice.
Show enough. You can walk into the fireplace. That's what I was looking for.
That's where I would be the whole time I went there, then.
Oh, yeah. One of the guys up there, because you kind of have to bus to it. It's a little ways off.
Mm-hmm.
A really intelligent student last year that never shot. She just showed up, and she did her homework here in front of the fireplace and then took naps on this couch. That's brilliant.
Yep.
Give her a scholarship. That's awesome right there.
Yeah.
What else did we do there, buddy?
So we've gone to, how many hockey games have we gone in our life? Like four?
Oh, man. No, more than that.
Five?
One, two. Yeah, five or six. Let's say that. Yeah.
But I think we've gone to four hockey games that ended in a shootout.
Oh, yeah.
Of our six that we've gone to.
Yeah.
I think we've seen more shootout finishes than we have like an actual just regular finish by far.
I'd say that's a lucky draw.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, but we learned something about college. This that was our first college hockey.
Right.
Learned something about college hockey that I thought was very interesting. The difference, in my opinion, between D1 college baseball and professional baseball is not extreme. Like, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about like minor league ball, right?
So right.
Night and day. The difference between semi-pro hockey and college hockey is vastly different.
It's very different.
Yeah.
They kind of just, I think we saw a couple people just kind of fall on their end.
Really?
Yeah, Yeah. And there's like D1 hockey players that kind of look like me. And I'm like, that's not, you're not.
Also, Liberty.
Right.
Is it club or is it Division One?
No, so there's three male teams and two female teams at Liberty.
Okay.
Two club, one D1, and then same thing for women, one D1.
We saw the D1 team. They played who? Yeah. University of Miami? No, University of Ohio.
Miami of Ohio.
Yeah.
The, by the way, the original Miami.
There you go.
It's older than the University of Miami in Florida.
There you go.
just saying.
So just University saying. Of Miami should be University of Miami, Florida.
It should.
Yeah.
But against all stereotypes, Liberty Hockey likes to fight.
They do like to fight. And you can't fight in college
hockey. But in college hockey, it's like, you know, how in the NHL or like semi-pro, they kind of just stand there and wait until they figure it out amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
In college hockey, they like jump on them. They just like make a big dog pile.
The officials jump them.
Oh, we saw a guy get ejected.
We did. Because Liberty likes to fight. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what else Liberty likes to do that I fell in love with. I'm much more of a Liberty Athletics fan after this college for a weekend. And once I looked at my season ticket prices, I might just Georgia who. Yeah. The other thing that Liberty does that I think is hilarious is they do the little speech before the athletic event that says, you know, don't be an idiot. Officials are people too. That speech.
Mm-hmm.
But their PA people that run their music during downtimes of the softball game or the hockey game or whatever, they're legit. They're funny. The softball game was hilarious. Some of the stuff.
The stuff that they played over the top.
It was so good.
What was the, like, they put on the billboard, like, we were experiencing pitching difficulties when the other pitcher was doing really bad.
Yeah. And the pitching coach for the other team came out of a mound visit and didn't pull her. Then they played bad decisions on their way back.
It was awesome. Oh, that is so great.
So good. It was so good. There was one rowdy fan at the Liberty game.
I think that was you.
It was me. I was.
I don't know. Mr. Bradshaw? Oh,
no. That's good. No. Terry Falwell.
So, Falwell?
The man on that campus. Anyway, he was there. He was running his mouth there. Yeah. I've seen him every time. That's like my fourth time at Liberty. I've seen him every time.
He's everywhere. He was probably at the hockey game, too.
Yeah. He just turned around and nodded at me like, you get it. Give him all kind of grief. The ump behind the plate at the second softball game was having a little trouble, not very consistent, we'll put it that way. And at one point Terry Falwell yells out, hey, she's taller than you are. That's like their smack talk. Get him, Terry. Too much fun.
I would not have expected any of that actually from.
No,
no. You would think they'd all be like old Georgia fans, like 2002 Georgia fans, where they're all in their polo, and they're all standing there, having a good old time,
or like an Ole Miss minus drunk, Ole Miss sober. Yeah. You know, with like the chandeliers at the tailgate, except sober. No, they reminded me of church league softball. If you ever play church league softball, that's where the fights are going to happen. That's what it reminded me of, right? My brother and I, for 2 years, were on a industrial league softball team and a church league softball team at the same time, and we got in a fight during the church league softball team.
Never during the industrial one?
Nah. Industrial, you just run your mouth the whole time. Church, you'll actually swing. Pretty sad, actually.
Industrial, everyone's going to work.
That's all right. Sore. Yeah. They're like, come on, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. I got to go to work tomorrow or tonight after this game. Yeah.
I can't get beat up. I got to work 12 hours.
Yeah.
Pulling coal.
That's exactly right. All right. So I think did we talk about Mr. Dan hitting the fan portal?
No, we have not.
Who was that? That was on a podcast. Did you hear it yet?
I think we like barely talked about it.
It was on a podcast. Yeah, I thought it was, you know, pretty perplexing since my team just won the national championship.
We called that too.
Yeah, you're picking a weird time to leave Ohio State right now.
I mean, magically, there was no follow-up to the national championship game on the podcast. As a concerned fan of the show, I had to think, they just skipped over that game.
Well, it's not as important.
Yeah.
It might have been when I was sick and we were having technical difficulty. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, probably. Well,
it was probably one of the ones that we, like, didn't record. Or, like, we recorded.
We recorded it. We just didn't put it out. It probably had nothing to do with the fact that all of our sports predictions don't age well.
That's not true. That's not true. I picked Ohio State to win that game.
Yeah, after you picked them to lose in the first round of Tennessee.
We all picked after we picked them to
lose.
Well,
of course I picked Tennessee. I have to have some pride with SEC, as much as I don't like Tennessee.
Well, that was some pride, I'll tell you that.
I pick with my heart.
Yeah, okay. Are you picking straight SEC in March Madness?
Well, SEC basketball is actually doing really good.
Yeah, I mean, you do pretty well this year in March Madness. I was looking at the top 10 in basketball the other day. I think 7 out of the 10 teams are in the SEC.
Dang.
Yeah, I think Duke and who are the other?
North
Houston.
Carolina?
No, Houston? They're not in the top. It was Duke, Houston, and someone else that were the only three teams not in the SEC.
All right, let me do it. Alabama, Auburn.
I think Alabama may have just been knocked out.
Nah, well, they were way up there, right?
They lost a bunch of ranked games
in a row.
Yeah, they just lost to Tennessee on a last-second shot the other night. But that was number 6 versus number 7, so I don't think they would have fallen out just on that.
Florida.
Georgia versus Florida.
No, I don't think Texas.
No.
Here, wait. I can pull it up. Fact check you.
Kentucky? Question mark.
They're probably in it.
Florida, Auburn, Alabama. Georgia was really good at the first 7 games of the year before we started playing people. Like, we were so good. They let me down in basketball.
I think we were ranked like 25 for a day.
It's the first time we've been ranked, I think, since like 11.
Okay, wait. Who do you think's in the top 10 right now?
Florida.
Correct.
Auburn.
Oh my goodness, SEC fell out.
They did.
Dramatically.
I just pulled it up too.
How many do we have?
Jeez. Okay, in the top 10 now we have like 3, 4.
Oh, okay. That makes my job easier. Florida.
Yes.
Auburn.
Yes.
Tennessee.
Yes.
Alabama.
Yes. Well, I guess that's it now, but
yeah. That's crazy.
What happened?
Just last week it was much
Last week I checked. I was like, wow, SEC basketball, look at them.
when does the tournament start? Not the March Madness tournament, but the conference tournament.
I think the conference tournaments are the third week of March.
Oh, okay.
Or second, maybe it's the second week. Because you would think March Madness takes place in March, but the majority of it, I think, takes place in April.
Makes sense.
It just starts in March.
That makes sense.
I believe, at least. It used to be the national championship game was just in April, and the rest of it was in March, but
yeah,
I don't know anymore. My
so
sports,
are you straight? Are you sports, Ohio State well, basketball, too? Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, if I'm being completely honest, when I was growing up, I was a straight Indiana fan. Bob Knight was my idol when I was growing up.
That makes a lot of
Is
sense.
That the guy that threw the
that might explain
chair across the...
Yeah, everything
that explains
about my person.
So much. That's why I love you so much. That's it right there.
Yeah,
is that the guy that threw the chair? That's the last of the things he did, Matthew. You were... The chair thing was just icing.
The only thing I know about him is that one Parks and Rec episode where Ron Swanson basically becomes him.
Yeah. Oh, when he said he hates skim milk because it's just water pretending to be milk.
The pyramid of greatness.
The pyramid of greatness.
Yeah. I had that on my wall at work.
That's awesome. That's so good. So when Bobby Knight threw the chair, Dan would have been like, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He chose
would have thrown a chair
two evils.
I mean, listen, if I see Ted Valentine ref a game to this day, I'm automatically saying curse words to the TV and probably turning because Ted Valentine caused a lot of Bobby Knight drama.
That's funny.
And he is the worst referee in college sports, bar none. And if Ted, you're listening, that's right.
You know what I was going to say to you. You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, solid question. You can't say Ted. Who's the worst official to ever officiate? Who's old boy? Major leagues that. Get the worst rating ever.
What's his name?
Every year.
Every year, everyone's like, why is he still officiating?
Did he retire?
No, they finally pulled him.
They fired him.
Yeah.
They fired?
Yeah. I remember he got, like, banned from doing the playoffs. And then, like...
What was his name?
How do we forget his name?
But he was terrible.
He was horrible.
I don't want to guess because it'll be so off.
There were legitimate questions on if his eyesight was gone. Like, people were like,
"Yes,
he can't be that bad. There has to be a medical reason."
Oh, I found it. I found it. I found it.
What is it?
Angel Hernandez.
Yes, he gets paid
$400,000 a year.
He did. Oh. Yeah, they all make good money.
Yeah, and they're all something else, too.
Yeah,
at least in football, most of them are lawyers or pilots.
Yeah, they ain't hurting.
Yeah, he was horrible. That's easily the worst official. Strong second place is Ted Valentine, though.
That's right. Who was the NBA guy that bet on the game?
Oh, that's right.
A short, dark-haired guy.
Oh yeah, and then he was like, "No, it's not changing any of my decisions. I promise."
Do you want to talk about how Hines Ward's the best receiver to ever play the game?
I literally could not believe that was your true thoughts. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a solid receiver and a very good one. And he was a hard worker, which, you know, boosts him in my opinion. He was a complete receiver. Like, he blocked. He did everything that you would hope a receiver did. But
I think he's more famous for his blocking than he is his catching.
Yes. I mean, it's a bold statement, Cotton, that he's the best.
I just want to say that Dad's opinions do not reflect the opinions of my own.
of the whole show? Just half? I only have one question then for both of y'all. Okay. If Bobby Knight was the head football coach, would Hines Ward not be his favorite athlete?
It probably would have been one of the favorite receivers for sure.
Yeah. The man got fined and would pay it at halftime because he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Not even on a cheap shot, Matthew. He would just peel back and destroy you.
He was. I did like him. I also despised him because when I did watch the NFL, the Bengals were my team, and the Steelers just, you know, owned us for essentially the two decades of my early childhood.
Ooh, was that Boomer?
Boomer, well, up until when Boomer left, the Bengals were actually good during his years. I still have an actual original 1989 AFC champion Bengals flag. And then,
nice.
You know, after the 49ers crushed our heart both times we've ever been to a Super Bowl, it's just been all downhill from there. So 91-92 season was our pinnacle. And then the Steelers, like, literally beat us every single year, twice a year for 15 years straight.
So. I know a little something about peaking in the 90s. I get it.
Yeah, me too.
Matthew's like, whatever, guys. Whatever. That's interesting. I would have never guessed that. So, all right, who's your top three receivers all time?
NFL?
Yeah, they don't even have to be in order. Just...
Jerry Rice, Steve Largent.
That's a random name.
Random good, though. I know.
He's looking him up right now.
Go back and look at him. Let's see. I would say not a great human being, but Randy Moss. He was
he was
ridiculous in his prime.
Yeah. Yeah. But could you argue, I'm not making this argument, but could you argue one dimensional?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Just deep ball throw it up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you are taking,
for sure.
When they ran routes though, they took two defenders with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess you wouldn't have to block if you're taking two with you. It's interesting. No,
that's 100% correct. Definitely not in the top three complete receivers, but game changers or game effectors, I would say he's up there.
That's solid.
But I think Jerry Rice is head and shoulders above everyone. But I, like I said, I haven't watched NFL in a while, so you know that excludes probably the last 10 years of people who played in the NFL because I don't even know they're alive.
That's fair, 'cause I don't either. You're right. That's fair. I don't know what I have against. I shouldn't have anything against Jerry Rice, but I kind of do. It hurt. Like I remember as a little fella, it hurt my feelings when Steve Young took over for Montana, and just that.
Oh, because everyone loved Montana.
Yeah, and just that was like, I can't stand anyone in that associated with them.
Like Jerry Rice and Montana were like still really good friends.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like yeah. They would both roll their eyes at me right now. Hey, but that's just how it is. To this day, I can't. What Major League Baseball team do I hate?
The Twins.
I hate the Twins.
For no reason.
No
Twins. That's such a random team.
No one
I don't think
planet
anyone
hates the
has
Twins.
Anything against the Twins except for you.
Yeah. You want me to tell you why?
That was my team growing up, just FYI.
Okay. And I don't
Kirby
like you
Puckett,
either, sir.
Kirby
yes!
Puckett was the man.
Kirby Puckett was the man, and I liked Kirby Puckett until freaking Chuck Knobloch pushed us off first base. Pushed the Braves off, and I can't remember who was on first, but Chuck Knobloch was playing first. He threw the ball over on just a routine check the runner back, and Knobloch put the tag on and pushed him off the base, and knuckleheads called him out. At that moment in my life where someone in my house was like, okay, buddy, you can stay up past your bedtime if you want to watch this. I can't stand the Twins. Cheaters. Y'all had that plastic. Y'all remember? You were a Twins fan. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all had the plastic outfield fence.
Yep.
Oh, I hated plastic for a long time.
In the dome.
Yes. In the dome. Golly.
Yeah.
All right, Matthew. Let me change it. It'll be for all of us. This is really good. Every athlete that you've ever watched play on TV or in real life, right?
Right.
Are in your PE class.
Okay,
and you get first pick.
All right.
What game? First? What are we playing? Are we playing football?
What do you want to play?
Dodgeball or
yeah, let's go dodgeball. Legit dodgeball.
My first pick,
the Ocho dodgeball.
Or does age matter? Are we assuming they're in their prime?
Oh yeah, they're in your PE class. They're killing it.
They're in their prime.
Yep.
For dodgeball.
Just pull an athlete now. He also has to be somebody that you can get points, like cool lunch points, because that's who you picked. That's your boy.
Probably Jordan.
Didn't see Jordan play.
Well, we're talking about like who I've like actually seen play.
You might have been playing a little Major League Baseball when you were a baby. Maybe. No, you can pick anybody. You can
anybody?
Pick, you can go Jordan.
Okay. Jordan. Well, I tend to favor the older athletes. Or the newer ones. Just because you're my father.
I was going to say, how did that happen?
We'll go around. Jordan, Dan?
Oh, that's a hard pick. So I'd probably pick him because he'd be available and no one else would want him in the first round. I'd pick Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. For dodgeball?
Athlete,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking throwing the ball at someone. He's not going to be the catcher of the athletic person.
He's not catching and he's not dodging.
Yeah.
But there are more than three athletic people that I can substitute in.
That's good. Jordan, Peyton Manning.
Mm.
I already know my next two picks. Just throwing it out there.
I'm going to take one away from you.
Okay.
It's not a legend yet, but could be one day.
All right.
Should have been NFL Rookie of the Year this year.
Oh, Brock Bowers?
I'll take Brock away.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm taking Cam Newton, prime Cam Newton.
Boo.
And yeah.
For the Auburn Cam Newton, like senior year of Auburn, and like
back when $180,000 was a lot of money.
2 years of Panthers.
All right.
Y'all are just going big arms now. All right. Go ahead, Dan.
Cam Newton's also athletic as all get out.
No.
So that's why I'm taking him as my pick, because he can run around too.
You might as well have said Jameis Winston.
Yeah, exactly. All right. This one's going to be an off the wall guy for you.
Okay.
Charlie Ward.
Oh, solid. And he's a small package. That's a good one. That's a really good one. That's good.
Awesome at football, basketball, and baseball.
That's true. Yeah, because he could have gone, he could have played basketball, right?
Yep. He played basketball in the NBA for the Knicks.
Shut up. Did he really?
Yeah. I believe so.
And he won the Heisman, right?
He did.
At Florida State?
That's mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's a good one. Really good one. I'm going to stick with my theory of just really big people in case we all get in a fight at PE class and go Ron Gant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was the name? He played for the Mariners for a long time.
Ken Griffey?
From Japan.
What's his name?
Yamamoto or something like that?
I almost said Nomo, but that was the pitcher.
Yeah. What is his name?
Oh,
Ichiro.
Ichiro. Thank you.
I'll take Ichiro.
We're horrible fans. He was a stud. Yep. You just dropped. All right. You're throwing darts. I'm assuming we're all fighting.
Well, my next pick is going to...
We've established athletes.
We've just established our throwers.
Yeah.
All right. So my now I have to have one big guy, right? So my big guy is Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, that's good.
In his prime.
That's good. That's good. All right. So now I need an arm. I was gonna go Dennis Eckersley, but let's go.
He's gonna throw submarine balls.
The crazy spin on it. Everybody's gonna get hit. Was old boy that scared John Kruk out of the batter's box?
I was just gonna say I should have picked him.
Yeah.
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson. That's it. I'll take him. That's
who, who killed a bird pitching?
He killed a bird. It was just all feathers. Yep. That's awesome. Oh, that's good.
You know who I should have taken, though? Golly. And Randy Johnson is a great pick. Along the same lines, I should have taken Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
Yes. Because he was a tough guy, too.
Yeah. Even when he was old, right. He was still just like, let's do this. Here's 100. Try to touch it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Matthew. One coach. Because you're playing.
I'm playing.
Yeah. So you get to pick one coach.
One coach. I was about to pick Spud Webb, but
we're going to go around one more time. You're going to pick Spud to go against Charlie Ward.
Well, we're not fighting. My team is not. If there's a big fight at PE, we're just going to walk away.
You guys are bullies. I'm out.
Coach, I don't even. Let me think. The Braves manager that gets ejected every other
Bobby
game.
Cox.
Bobby Cox.
Yeah, so good. Dang, that's a good one. Yep. I love that you described him as the one that gets ejected all the time. It's true. He might be the most ejected of all time.
No, I think, what's his name for the Yankees? Aaron Boone just passed him.
Really?
But
that's funny. Dan, one coach.
Well,
that's not Bobby Knight.
I was going to say, I think I have to pick Bobby Knight. If he fits in the dodgeball story so well. If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
He could dodge his chair.
But you know, I would pick him for sure for strategy, but I would also take Buddy Ryan.
Ooh.
Because he's a strategic guy as well.
Did Buddy hit somebody on the sideline?
I believe he did.
I think he did.
Think he got into it with the head coach. Yeah. Him and who was the head coach of the Oilers at the time? I forget who it was.
Ooh,
it was
Warren Moon would have been a good pick too.
Yes. Yes, he would have.
Yeah. I want to say he close fist punched somebody on the sideline. Or he got punched.
It was him and another coach.
Yeah. That's so good.
I think I know who you're talking about.
All right. That
the think I've seen a picture somewhere of him punching a guy.
Was his kid's coach?
Kevin Gilbred.
Is who he punched?
If you just Google Buddy Ryan sideline.
I could hear it in your voice before you said it. That was so good. Yes. That's so funny. I'll take Irk Russell as my coach.
Who?
Irk Russell, he's the guy that he coached for Georgia, but he also coached for Georgia Southern. He's the guy that used to headbutt his players. He's a bald guy.
And his
whole face would be bleeding all the time. Yeah.
Good pick.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. Matthew's looking up the fight now. Things were different back then, buddy. Yeah. Wasn't that long ago, but the world has changed rapidly.
He didn't even have to leave the field.
No, that's right. He just kept right
he
on.
He just kept coaching.
Yeah. And who's his son? He's a famous coach, right?
He was the...
You would know.
Figure this out.
No. He became an analyst for a while after he stopped.
He was the Jets coach, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe you're right. We should know this.
Ryan was with the Saints, and Rex Ryan was the Jets.
Rex. He had two sons.
Yeah, Rob Ryan was the defensive coordinator. I don't think he ever was a head coach, but he was a DC for a bunch of NFL teams, most notably, I think, the Saints.
Rex didn't hire his brother?
I don't think so.
I'd be so mad. Matthew became a head coach and he's like, Dad, you're on the short list, but unfortunately
we decided to go in another direction.
Personality doesn't match.
There's some things you can work on. It's I think it's because you still love fullbacks, Pops. That's why we decided.
I can respect a good fullback.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I saw this question online the other day, which I think is a good question. If you had first and goal from the one and you had any back to choose from, who would it be?
Ooh. Yes. Ooh.
The fridge.
Ooh.
He's not a back.
That was solid.
But it's a solid answer.
He has run it.
Yeah, true.
Let's see.
You know what? The Seahawks, Marshawn Lynch.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, the Seahawks, what, they threw the ball on the 1 yard line in the Super Bowl, threw an interception and lost the game. You have Marshawn Lynch in your backfield.
That is good. I'll take Emmett one time.
Okay.
One play. Yeah. I was going to say. Yeah. No. Go ahead.
This is why I asked the question how it ties back. Mike Alstott.
Oh. Big fullback. Beast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. No, that's solid. That one wins because everybody's going to expect him to block anyway.
Right.
That's so good. Yep. Who was the guy? This will also make people know that I'm not an NFL fan. That was one of the best running backs of all time. But he was at Marshall before he was in the NFL.
Marshall.
I think we're gonna need more than that.
That's where Randy Moss played football, but I don't know the.
Randy Moss played at Marshall.
Yep.
Ahmad Bradshaw played at Marshall.
Did he?
Yeah. I can't think of the guy's name. Dang it, that's gonna bother me.
Describe his NFL career. Like, what is he known for?
He's a household name. There, I'll look it up. This is why we get to. I get to edit for so long.
Wow, there's a bunch of them.
There's a bunch of them.
Not receiver or running backs, but
whoa,
Randy Moss, Chad Pennington, Leftwich, Troy Brown, Ahmad Bradshaw.
Maybe he didn't. I'll think of it here in a second.
What, like, when you think of him, would he like a stiff arm or like a
no finesse?
Finesse,
yeah. Anyway, I can't even think it through. I will tell you a funny, or not a funny, an interesting dad to son story though, Matthew.
Okay.
When Emmitt Smith came out of high school, he was not the best. He was not the number one running back in the country.
No.
Nope.
He was
a guy named Tony Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Anderson went to USC, went from South Georgia to USC and got drunk with his friends, went in the ocean swimming and drowned.
Really?
Yep.
Just drowned?
Yep. They called him Touchdown Tony Anderson. He was awesome.
But he was awesome in college.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Man, I can't think of that guy's name. It's going to drive me nuts. I'm going to say it tomorrow. I'm going to call you. I'm going to text both y'all tomorrow. And it's going to be something big like, oh, his name was Heisman or something like that, right? Like, so good. All right.
Wait, can I change my – actually, you know what? No. Bobby Cox will be my dodgeball coach.
Don't ever change that answer. That's the best
I was going to say Heisman.
That's the best answer.
But he coached for Georgia Tech. So, no. They did Georgia Tech football. Back in the, it was like just before World War II. John Heisman was still coaching there. So it might have been Deering. But they beat a team like 280-something to 2 or something like that.
Solid defense.
Really good defense.
It was probably Liberty's club team.
No, it was like the team. Okay, I remember I watched like an hour-long YouTube documentary about it, as one does. But they beat Georgia Tech's baseball team 28-0. No, they beat them 280-0. That's what their football team score was. But they beat the baseball team 28-0. And then they found out that they were paying minor league players to dress up in their uniforms and play. And John Heisman was the baseball coach and the football
coach.
That's
awesome.
So he got really mad, and he scheduled them on the football season. And they're like, we don't even have a football team. So they're like, you better find a base football team. So they just threw a bunch of random kids together, and they played like the number one ranked team in all of college football and got beat like 280-0.
Took it out on them. That's hilarious. That's really good. All right, last random question. Ready? Because we've been on this podcast for an hour and 2 minutes, which is pretty awesome. All right. Go back to youth. It can't be one of the big three sports and not a sport you actually played at all, right? So it cannot be football, baseball, basketball. And then if you played something else, it can't be that, right?
Right.
If you had to do it over again, what would be your sport? And you can't say broomball. Did you say broomball the other day?
Liberty has a broomball team.
Yeah, it's not broomball.
They have a broomball league.
That's awesome. All right, what sport are you going with?
I would probably do hockey. The contact.
You think so?
And the intensity.
I like it.
I like that.
Did you skate, Dan?
I mean, we used to go to the ice rink, but I wasn't any good.
Yeah. I don't know that I could stop. I could be.
That's what I was
like to think I could be an enforcer, but
just fight.
Yeah, but I think I'd fall.
Have you ever seen... You'd lose every fight, not because of the fighting, but because you would just fall. As soon as you grab each other, you're
odds of my
deck.
Fingers getting cut off on somebody else's skates are high. What were you going to say?
Do you remember that show, Sports Science? Where they'd like break down like how superior an athlete in whatever sport was. There was one on ice hockey, and they did it on fighting, and they brought in like whoever the UFC champion was at the time to like put on skates and essentially fight a NHL team's goon. And it was amazing because it was such a different apparatus of fighting.
Like
all he did was like grab his jersey and twist him, and he'd fall on his face. But yeah, it's a different application on the ice for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. You have no leverage in your feet. Yeah. Crazy. Wait, you said hockey. What would you say, Dan? What would be your sport?
You know, I think it'd be either wrestling or probably lacrosse. I like lacrosse. It's lacrosse. For the same reason as hockey, but, you know, you're actually on solid ground.
Yeah.
You can hit. You can check. It's fast-paced running.
Yeah, but you like to run, or you did.
I do.
You still like to run. Yeah.
No.
Nah. I understand the desire to want to play lacrosse, but no. I played rugby in college for a while, for a season. That was fun. There's a lot of running in rugby.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the worst part? All the running.
Yeah, me and running never got along. That's why I hit so many home runs, buddy. It's more of a jog. running out of tennis. I'd be the Johnny McEnroe of tennis. Can you
just slamming rackets?
I would want to play tennis and play like at a high elite level, but with my frame, look like I do right now. Where people are like, how do you get up there? Or when I charge the net, people like run the other way.
I think you could do it now. I've seen some of the tennis players out there. And
yeah.
Back in our day, we played a little tennis.
We did play, yeah.
I think we would be on the upper echelon of those people.
A couple years ago, Dan, Matthew, and I got into tennis.
For like a couple months.
And we played for hours at a time. Like it would snow, and we were just out there in the snow playing tennis. It was obnoxious.
I don't even know why.
What caught that?
Because it was within walking distance.
Because we're competitive. We can't stand sitting on the couch. Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Tennis.
All right, we got to wrap this up at some point. Tennis would not be tennis would not be it. It is I did pick the least manly of the ones that everybody picked.
Lacrosse, wrestling, hockey, tennis.
You are like hockey, lacrosse. You can fight people. I don't know, guys. Tennis, maybe. I don't know. Golf. What are we thinking?
Curling.
Ooh, curling would be nice.
That would be nice. I would do curling if they had it in high school sports.
Bocce's solid.
Yeah, badminton.
To this day, the best badminton would be good. Oh, badminton would be good. Did you hit that? It's called, what is it called? A fly? Birdie.
Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
A fly. You hit that thing as hard as you possibly can.
And it goes
like they just
3 feet.
Yeah, they just well on it. It's awesome. But I will say to this day, bocce, best high school sporting
event. Best high school sporting event.
Yeah. By far.
Not counting Valdosta high school football.
By far. Yeah. So much fun to watch. It gets exciting. All right, Dan. Well, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Have fun.
Yeah. Anytime. We have to do it like once a month with Dan.
Yeah.
The Dan episode.
The rest of the time, we'll just say things that
talk
he can't.
Talk trash about me.
Yeah, we'll talk trash. Things that he can't defend. And by the time you get on, we'll laugh so hard you'll forget to defend yourself. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start making a list when I listen to the other podcasts.
That's good. That's awesome. All right. Well, everybody have a good week. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you do the same.
Thank you.
Tell Will happy birthday.
Yeah.
From our clan.
We'll do it. Yep. He's super excited. He thinks he's a grown man now. So.
I mean, legally speaking.
Yeah, whatever. He gets out of my house, he can have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll let him know. All right.
All righty. Have a good weekend or week.
You too. Yeah, you too, brother.
Bye.